From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. There's 3 days till Election Day, and the candidates are spending their time looking for every last vote. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are crisscrossing the country for speeches in so-called battleground states. In Wilmington, North Carolina, Trump told supporters that as president, he will restore America's place in the world.
Together, we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
Hillary Clinton had to shorten her remarks to supporters in Florida because of a torrential rainstorm. But she called for everyone to get out and vote on Tuesday. Trump will campaign in Nevada and Colorado. Clinton is scheduled to campaign in Philadelphia Saturday, where she will appear with pop singer Katy Perry. Newly released voting figures show that 33 million Americans have already cast their ballots for the next president, offering analysts, tantalizing clues as to who might have the advantage in an increasingly tight contest. The United States military says that this week's deadly clashes with Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan very likely harmed civilians. Provincial authorities say Thursday's pre-dawn joint counterinsurgency airstrikes near the northern city of Kunduz killed at least 33 civilians, half of them children. Two U.S. soldiers and several Afghan commando forces were killed before airstrikes were called in, but the U.S. military had not spoken about possible collateral damage until now. This is VOA News. Turkish police used water cannon and tear gas on hundreds of protesters Saturday in Istanbul to disrupt a march in support of an opposition newspaper whose staff had earlier been arrested as part of an ongoing government crackdown. The protest erupted hours after Turkish authorities ordered 9 executives and journalists from the opposition secularist Cumhuriyet newspaper to be held for trial. Prosecutors linked the arrests to the newspaper's alleged support for a fugitive cleric suspected of orchestrating a failed coup attempt in July and for its alleged links to Kurdish militants battling the Ankara government. Iraqi government forces seeking to recapture Mosul must pick up their way through hazardous obstacle courses of berms and booby traps constructed by Islamic State fighters on roads leading into the city center. Iraqi government forces traded artillery fire with Islamic State militants as they attempted to advance into areas of eastern Mosul. Government reports say that troops had entered at least 5 eastern districts of the city in the past 48 hours and that bitter fighting was continuing. Meanwhile, as many as 17 people were killed while trying to flee from a village near Kirkuk. News reports say that 7 families fleeing from Hawija were riding in a truck when they were killed by 2 roadside bombs. Syrian civil defense officials say at least 3 people were killed and 15 others injured in an apparent airstrike on Darat Itza in northwestern Aleppo province. The opposition-run news agency Thika posted a video online Saturday purported showing a missile falling on the town. The footage showed a huge explosion and a large plume of smoke rising over the city. Pope Francis has denounced what he called the scandalous amounts of money that governments and world institutions have found to save ailing banks, but not suffering people, including migrants who are dying as they try to cross into Europe. The pontiff on Saturday denounced these policies as he described the current treatment of migrants in the Mediterranean region as shameful. Thousands of migrants have perished trying to cross the Aegean and the Mediterranean from Africa and Turkey to Europe. And Nigerian army officials say government troops rescued one of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram more than 2 years ago. A military spokesman said Saturday the girl was found in Borno State carrying a baby boy. Some 276 girls were abducted from a school in northeastern Chibok town in April of 2014. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.